Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia.
Andy. Good evening, my love.
Oh, good evening, Brett.
How are you?
I'm literally trembling in anticipation because...
Yes?
We have got our first Welsh guest on tonight.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much I've been practicing orange crayon all night? Because not being Welsh, I can't do the accent.
Do you know the thing is, though, as well? I'm Welsh. I haven't lived there for 24, 25 years.
Yes, my love.
I'm a little bit worried I can't do the accent either.
Oh my God, I'm surprising we didn't start with a Tom Jones or Dame Shirley.
Well, we didn't have the choice because you've chosen the first track tonight.
Well, it's because I didn't get to play it on our special bumper best of 2014 show, which the podcast will be up there very soon.
Marvellous.
It's pending.
Is your first track that you've picked tonight?
Now, my love, it's my favourite song of 2014.
It's
probably one of my favourite songs. One of my favourite songs. Okay. I want to say relevant.
Overstating
yes.
that.
It's
never heard you play it.
We don't play music like the old days, my love. We've left you 78s by the roadside. We've had this discussion. It's Clean Bandit with a fabulous message. Song called Rather Be. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight.
On Joy 94.9.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. Strolling so casually, we're different and the same. Gave you another name. Switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Knowing the little hurt, you can't shame me. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. That was Rather Be by Clean Bandit.
Never heard of it.
Never. Now, my love.
Well, I've got a question. Who's got the loveliest Welsh accent tonight? Is it me with my lovely lilting Cardiff accent? Or is it the lovely Harry with a... beautiful, beautiful sing-songy Welsh accent.
Now, you normally hear her on Around the World in 80 Gays on Thursday nights. You also hear her Tuesday afternoon here on Joy for the drive show, The Fast and the Frivolous. It is the one and only Harry
Welcome to Wales, you gorgeous girl.
Shamai. Shamai Pau. Shamai.
How are you, Yavi?
Cocky lovely I am.
Can I say... When Brett and I went to Wales about 5 years ago, Brett went, "What's that word?" And I was like, "What?" And he went, "Simru." And
I
was
I know.
Now,
I'd be like, why do I see Simru everywhere, Andrew?
I love how you went, Simru. Yeah.
Simru. Rolled his R.
Yeah.
I can have a crack.
Cymru, my love.
Cymru, I know. But can I say, I have to talk about going to Cardiff because I'd never been to Wales. I've been to the UK before. I've never been to Wales. And we went to John Lewis.
Oh,
right?
Can't go wrong.
And it's about how in Wales there's the English word and then the Welsh word.
Yeah.
Now, Harry, I'm not sure if John Lewis had to put saucepan and saucepanny.
Saucepanny.
And my favourite, because we caught the train from London, platform and platform.
Yes.
Platform, yay. Yeah.
Chuck a double F or a double D in.
Or an I. Or an I.
The end.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Worries. And do you know what?
Yes.
It's, I don't know why, I don't, you know, they are Welsh speakers and that's in North Wales. But down south, right, nobody else has got a clue how to pronounce my name.
It's embarrassing,
nobody
isn't it?
Nobody knows. I haven't got a clue. Not a clue. Where's a sign for Bridgend? I'll just look for Bridgend. Yeah. Don't need Aberporth. Don't need to know that.
No. Swansea. Yeah.
Abertawe. Yeah, is Abertawe and Swansea? Are they two different places? Don't worry about it. Just look for the English.
Now, darling, I'm from Cardiff, which is...
Cheer. Here.
The rectum of Wales.
Well, there is that joke that Cardiff got named capital city, but Swansea got an Olympic-sized swimming pool. that was our trade-off.
Are you from Swansea?
Swansea, I am.
Because I used to work in Swansea.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did you
I worked in Topshop.
No.
I did. I used to do their windows. Swear to God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I used to go there once a month, change the windows, get abused.
So was that on Oxford Street?
I think so. I
was, oh, my God.
I used to get the coach up and get yelled at.
Well, amazing. Because Swansea and Cardiff have got a massive rivalry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously Swansea's better. But whenever the rugby's on, we forget about that. We are united in arms. We are brothers.
Yeah, we're many.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bread of heaven. That's who we are. Don't have to worry about that.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Darling, how did you get involved in Joy? Because you do, as Brett said, you do two, maybe sometimes three shows.
I know. Well sometimes done.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm unemployed. I don't know if you can tell. Three shows.
It's that lovely carefreeness that you have.
But I was working in the IT world for a while, and basically it was making me miserable.
Yeah.
So I have a beautiful partner who said I would rather have a girlfriend than this zombie thing that you are.
Yep.
Go and do what you love. Find out what you love and just go and do it. So, and my passions have always been film, television, radio, sort of multimedia. And then I started looking for, you know, how I could get into radio. And it was actually my partner, Hannah, that was like, look at this. And it's part of the community, which I've never really been a part of. And I just came along, did the Taste of Radio and just absolutely love it.
It's a good course, isn't it?
Oh, it's just fantastic. And to be part of the community and be just meeting people. Like, it's just, I love it. I love coming in and everybody's like, hey, Harry, and you know everybody. And it's just such an environment where you can learn and you can get on. If there's a show that you like the format, then, you know.
You can be a part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You can go in, you can sit in, you can see how it's done. And it's just fantastic. I cannot wax lyrical enough about Joy. Yeah. I just absolutely love it.
And I think, look, we've all done the Taste of Radio course, which this is a shameless plug. But if anybody just wants to get out there and meet people wants to get involved in.
You've got to do it.
Just do it. It's fantastic. It runs for what, eight, nine weeks?
Eight weeks, yeah.
It's fabulous. Do it. It's wonderful. And it gives you a great opportunity to meet some fabulous people and become a part of a community within the community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Harry, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very, very special guest, my gorgeous, gorgeous Welshy person, the lovely Harry on Joy 94.9.
My love, we've already had a message about the rivalry. Which Welsh accent is better?
We've had two.
Well, the first one is the darling Hannah of Brunswick, which said, the lovely Harry wins for best accent tonight. Would you know Hannah at all, Harry?
Just wondering.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Do you know? She's got a point, Brett.
Thanks, Hen. Thanks, Hen.
And my love, who's the next one from?
It says, evening all. The show is going to be a cracker. Love you guys to bits, but have to say Harry has the best Welsh accent.
Oh.
John from Burnley. Oh, that's lovely. John, you're on the show in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to sabotage something.
I'll text in for you as well, John.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Harry, obviously, Chatterbox is about we get a lovely guest of the GLBTI community to come in and tell their story through song and chat, very similar to Desert Island Discs in the UK.
A bit better, this one, I think.
Yeah, well, hopefully. And normally, we talk about a little bit about growing up and early life with our first... leading into the first song. Could you tell us a little bit about, because both Andrew and I have never heard of the Stereosonics with Thousand Trees. We just felt really old.
Well, Andrew, you need to give your Welsh card back because these guys are Stereosonics. They're from Port Talbot, or as we like to say, Port Toilet. And so they're from Port Talbot. They started, I think, in the early 90s. And
Can I say, were these the ones that used to have a woman that used to sing... Who was the one from... There was the Welsh woman that sang...
Oh, Keris Matthews?
Yes.
Catatonia? No.
No, that was different.
Oh, well done, though.
No, well
done.
That's who I thought these were.
Listen, you get points for trying in this game. Points for trying.
Now, 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm not seeing how many points, but sure. So they started in the 90s and they had a really big success because they were a Welsh band before and they sang in Welsh and then they started singing in English. And their drummer Stuart Cable sadly died a few years back. But they were huge and they still went to the same pubs. They still went to the, you know, same
club.
Their parents stayed in the same places.
Yeah.
And Talbot is it's predominantly a steelworks.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the houses are all terrace houses. And this was the first song that I remember sitting down with my friends and actually learning. I must have been like 10 or 11. And her older brother always sang it, and he was kind of cool. So we were like, oh, we better listen to this.
Yep.
And since then, I've just absolutely adored it. And this song is like an anthem to me. When it comes on, it just like, it's nostalgia, but also I'm like, oh, I'm going to sing this.
I'm going to have a crack at this.
Yeah.
Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oggy.
Yeah, and your bastard stole that as well, can I just say? It is not Australian. It's not Australian.
I know. When they say Aussie, 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 it's like, you've got no idea.
And you stole a bloody pavlova from New Zealanders as well.
Oh, can I say, we normally steal most New Zealanders as well.
Nothing's
Harry.
Original.
You can give Russell Crowe back though.
Oh, no. Oh. No one wants her. No one wants her. My goodness. So, look. I'll stop yabbering on. This is Thousand Trees by the Stereosonics. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy.
Stereosonics, Brett.
Is that it?
Yes. I've got to pronounce it the Welsh way.
I'm climbing over the desk as we speak.
I can see you literally physically tensing. I stop with my shopping in my hands when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumours start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Starting with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mum and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local pub upstairs. I said, tell us again. She told him again. Tell us the truth. He found it hard to believe because he thought I was Steve. He can train me. Taught Uncle John as a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the lovely Harry, on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
If somebody wants to get in contact with us tonight and say who's got the loveliest Welsh accent.
Like the fabulous Sally saying, Harry, you sound so lovely. You sound like Tom Jones, Andrew. And Harry sounds like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And then the follow-up from Sally says, actually, Andrew, you sound like Shirley Bassey. Darling, she's never sounded this rough.
He would, but he doesn't have the wrench.
Doesn't have the wrench.
And your old mate from Perth, and also an ex...
No, from Cardiff.
From Cardiff. The beautiful Karen saying, of course the Cardiff accent is the best, but you're embarrassing me with your music knowledge.
She's so good with music and I'm rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's like,
goodness.
Have you heard of blah, blah? And I'm like, no, was that... Nah. Was that in the 80s?
Because I vaguely remember the 80s.
Now, Harry.
Yes.
You grew up in Wales.
I did.
And this is usually the point of the show where we get our guests to tell us a little bit about their coming out story.
Right.
Did you come out in Wales or did you come to Australia?
So, oh, that's a good question, actually. I came out to my dad first.
Yep.
And my stepmom. And that was in Australia. And then went back to Wales. But my older brother is gay, so he came out maybe 4 years before I did. So he sort of paved the way from that. But obviously, I think it was, you know, like everything, it was a bit of a shock.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think both of us soon realised that for us, we're such honest people and our family is so honest that it was a massive release for both of us to come out. And we've, looking back, you know, we've both decided that it's actually the person that you tell us how they deal with it.
Yeah.
That's not your job to do anything with that.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how they react to it. So it was really good. You know, it was hard to come out. Yes, it was hard to come out. But, you know, we have such a close family that after, you know, people processed it and decided, you know, how they were going to react and that we hadn't changed and everything was okay, then we've just moved forward. And my family are really inclusive of both my brother and my partner.
Can I say that is, and the coming out part of the show is always one of my favourites, but that is probably one of my favourite ways that somebody's articulated it, is to say that you can tell somebody that you're gay.
Yeah.
The way they process it and the way they deal with it is completely up to them.
Yeah, 100%.
It really doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
It's for them to sort out.
Absolutely.
And then come back to you. And it's a really lovely, refreshing way, because so many of our guests have said, oh, it took this person so long to come to terms with it.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, it does.
Yes.
But
yes,
you can't take that on board.
No.
That's for them to sort out and then to come to you.
Absolutely.
If they need clarification.
Well, and that's the thing. And I think, you know, the hardest thing, because you as an individual, you have to deal with so many emotions and process so much information that as soon as you start taking on how somebody else is going to deal with it, then that's when you start to collapse, I feel.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Know? And I mean, you know, you're young, and I kind of thank my brother in the way that, you know, I had his guidance.
Yep.
Yeah.
But for people, you know, if they are struggling with anything out there, then you deal with your emotions. If you want to tell somebody, you tell them, but you let them deal
with
that.
It.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, and I think, like, my partner as well had a very similar story about, you know, how her family dealt with it. And it's lovely, because now we're all one big family. We're so inclusive, and it's just so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I love it. And everybody's, you know, they support us and they support Joy and they listen to us. And it's so refreshing to just have that.
Yeah, 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 you know? Yeah.
But I think the thing is, it becomes a, oh, and I hate to use the word non-issue, but it becomes, it doesn't become, there's no problem there. It's, you just, everyone gets treated exactly the same way. And it's that whole equality thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you don't want to be treated differently.
Yeah.
You just really want to be treated the same way.
Yeah.
Like everyone else, everyone should be treated with respect and dignity and without any type of barrier to becoming who they are.
Yeah.
So did you and your brother come out to each other before you came out to the rest of your family, or was it just didn't work out that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. I think we both sort of had an inkling with each other about that, but and I think it's a very individual thing, you know. Oh. Like, you sort of tell your friends first before your siblings, and we actually weren't that close when we were up. We clashed a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a lot quieter than my brother.
Yeah.
And he was always I know, right?
Like a human megaphone.
You've seen a foghorn, right?
The day that I met you, when we were learning digital, you were so subdued, and then later on you said, oh, I had a few last night.
There's a little bit hungover. Yeah.
There's a big difference between a subdued Welsh person and a hungover Welsh person, right?
That day was a listening day.
That was a listen, and you did a marvellous job at it.
Thank you very much.
Marvellous job.
Thank you very much. But yeah, my brother's always been, he's always been gorgeous, and he's always been, you know, an extrovert. So I've sort of always been in his shadow in that way.
Yeah.
So when he was dealing with what he was going through, you know, he dealt with it with his friends and sort of came to me and confided in me. But because I was the younger sister, I was annoying as well. Like, I'd go through his phone and then, like, I'd, you know.
Snoopy.
I was like that dog in the kennel, Snoopy. That's who I was. And it was just,
I'm not being funny or nothing, but I was Snoopy.
But I'm going through your phone.
So whenever there was a bit of trust built up, you know, it was smashed to pieces. And then rightly so.
Yeah.
Rightly so. So then I sort of like, we were just siblings. Like, I'd speak to him now and again, and he'd do my editing, and then I'd do his editing, whatever. So then, so he came out to my parents, and they dealt with that in their own way, and that was fine. And I think, and he had boyfriends, and we met a couple of them, but you know, it was nothing like that. And then I came over to Australia, and I met my partner, I met Hannah, and my thing was always, I would never tell my mother because it would just give her a heart attack, and I was never doing it.
Yeah.
And I would only tell her if it was something, you know, person serious.
Yeah.
And I met Han, and I was just like, I can't keep lying to my mum. Like, I'm not a liar.
Yeah.
We haven't been raised like that. Like, I want to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've met this incredible person. Like, I feel like I'm a better person when I'm around her.
Yeah.
You know, so I went back home, and I think it was the hardest thing I've ever done. But do you know what? Since I did it, it's just been like a weight lifted, you know, and it's so nice when you ring her. And, you know, they say to you, oh, how's Han going? And you know what? My grandparents, for Christmas, Han and I get matching pajamas.
Oh, see, that's
totally cute.
You know, it really is. It's fabulous.
It's fabulous. And my grandparents are just, they're just so beautiful that they're really colorblind as well. Yep. Like, they don't care who you are, where you're from. Like, they'll chat to anybody. And they're just so inclusive. They love it. And we get, like, our Christmas card this year was to a special couple.
Yeah.
Aww.
And they go out and find that stuff, you know?
Aww. Look, I remember with your grandmother, she's what, 92, 93?
She's 92.
A gorgeous little Croatian lady. And aww, we'd never discussed the fact, we'd never said we weren't together, but we'd never said we were together.
No. Yeah.
And there was one time we were over there, and she just grabbed my hand, and she looked me in the eye, and she said, you look after him.
Aww.
And do you know what? That just said...
That's gorgeous!
Everything.
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah.
She's 92. She's, we don't need to keep anything
from
her.
I'm going now.
Oh.
She's all... Don't go too much. You've got to push the buttons.
But you're not allowed to get anything wet in your
room. I know. Goodness.
She got it. She just completely
she
got
did.
It. And it was just delightful that you think this gorgeous old Croatian lady that's 92 just got it and was adorable.
She was.
And that's all you want at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You don't want a bloody medal. You don't need anything else. It's just that.
Oh, no. I quite like a medal sometimes. It's okay.
Usually.
You're listening to Brett and Andy and our special guest Harry on Chatterbox tonight, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest, the lovely Harry on Joy 94.9. Now, if you've just tuned in, we are at the halfway mark of the show. Can't believe it. It's flown by.
Always flies by.
Really does. And we've got a gorgeous guest in tonight. But if you've just tuned in, we are a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community to talk about themselves, play some of their favourite tracks and tell their story and have a bit of a yarn with you and I.
Now, my love,
yes,
we've just had another message
for. That's a gorgeous one too. We were just talking before we went to the break about Harry's coming out story and how her family and her partner Hannah's family have been really accepting of them. And we've had a lovely message saying, you are part of our family, Harry. Kenty and Pam.
Aww.
Who's that then?
That. Who's she? What does she do? Who's that?
Who's she to now?
I'll come back to that phrase in a moment.
Kenty and Pammy are Hannah's gorgeous parents. And I've got to be honest, right? They are just, they're just the loveliest people ever. And I get on really, really well with them. You can have a drink and a laugh. And Kenty, I'm surprised he can listen to us. The radio must be up sold out because he's just been for a urine test. And I've been telling him for years that he needs to go for a urine test. And I said to him one night, you need a urine test. And he went, where should I urinate? And I was like, urinate.
Yeah.
And he's like, urinate?
It's
urinate.
Hearing and ears is one of those words that Welsh people tend to pronounce as yearing and yours.
Yeah.
And earrings are earrings.
Earrings.
It's not now, the way it's meant to be. But we do it anyway.
I just want to go back a bit because for Australians who don't know where the Welsh, when they say where she's going, it's not where she's going, where's she to then?
No, that's where is she? Where's she to now?
Yeah, where's she to now?
Where to is she going?
Yeah.
Oh, who's caught that jacket?
I'll be with you now in a minute.
You know what? I think the Australians have stolen that one as well.
Have they?
As well. Yes. And that terrible thing that we go, yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no. Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, nah.
Now, speaking of Chatterbox and what we're about tonight, we obviously asked our guests to choose the music, and you've got the next song. And I've just realised why we couldn't find this song, because the song is Sugar... We Are Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
But I found the song Going Down Swinging, which is a completely different track and quite quite hard.
I think, yeah. I think that's... So Sugar, we're going down swimming, is Fall Out Boy. And it was when I was going through my phase of... I'd sort of like just come out. I was with my first girlfriend who I met in college, because we don't do high school all the way.
Yeah.
You do it until year 11 and then you go to college and they just treat you like adults. It's like going to uni.
Yeah.
They treat you like adults. If you don't do your homework, nobody shouts at you, you just fail.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'd gone there with my best friend, and it just so happened that... We did the same subjects by coincidence.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we did it. And then we were just having a ball. I just got my driver's license, right? Yeah. We were going out partying. It was student night. Yeah. And it was just two of the funnest years ever. Like, we were going away to Chester on weekends, and we went to COS for my 18th. And this song and this band, there was a trio of artists that we were listening to. But I just remember, like, you know when you just used to, like, you got your driver's license, so you'd go out and you'd drive around at like 12 o'clock at night. But you just park up somewhere and just listen to music and chat?
Well, yes, I do, because I got my license at 17.
I was 32.
No, that would have been weird. What's he doing over there?
Can I say, I got a job as a sales rep with a brand new company car, and I couldn't drive it. I had to sit in the driveway for 3 months until I got my driver's license.
Wow.
Yep, that's my boyfriend there.
Yep. Yeah. I winged it. That
he
interview.
Winged it.
Love it.
So without further ado, here's Sugar. We are going down by Fall Out Boy. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest Harry on Joy 94.9. Now, darling, that was Fall Out Boy. What was the name of the song? Because we got it wrong.
Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging.
Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging. That's why we couldn't find it on iTunes.
Fair enough. I give you false information.
All of a sudden, one day, Harry, we've just become a bunch of old queens. Just, we were fine 1 minute, we knew everything, and then it's like...
It's usually me sitting there on my app and they haven't got it. It's too modern.
I do love it when my boyfriend, the Taffy, does his Australian.
Yeah.
You do Australian.
G'day, love. It's not out yet. Load of old shit, that song. It's not on.
Hey, another message just quickly popped through. I'm not sure who it is. It looks like a familiar number, my love.
I think it's the gorgeous Sally Streisand.
Yes.
It says, so lovely, you're not the only gay in the village. Insert Welsh accent. So I do think it is Sally Streisand. Thank you, gorgeous woman. Now, we were talking just earlier about Taffy's moving to Australia.
Yes.
Diane, when did you move?
So I made the big move in 2009. My dad and my stepmom.
Yeah.
My stepmom moved over when she was preggers.
Yeah.
So she... They
That's moved... Welsh for pregnant.
Yeah.
So... Having a baby.
We get benefit. No. I did spend time in Cardiff, see?
Fair enough. Okay. You get the lingo. And then they were over here 3 years before, and my plan was always to move over with them.
Yeah.
But you know, like I was 18 when they moved over and I had other things going on.
Yep.
So I decided that I wasn't going to do it. And they were always like, come over for you. And then New Year's Eve, like 2008, I was just like, book me a ticket. I need to come over for you.
Wow.
And then within like 3 days, they booked me a ticket. Because they always said like, we'll do one fare for you. Like, you know, for you to come and experience it. And they did it for my brother as well. You know, very even. Thanks. I pointed that out, Dad.
No favouritism.
No favouritism at all.
No.
Just so, one of you stayed, though.
Yeah, exactly. So they booked it for me to come over. And that was like 5 years ago. I came only for a year. And I was like this, you know. I just find Australia just the land of opportunities. Yeah. You can be anybody you want to be.
Yeah,
and do anything
true.
You want to do. Absolutely. And I feel like I couldn't do that in the UK. And that is just
so what,
me, though.
So what do you think stopped you in the UK? Because I felt the same. I find it hard to articulate. Mm. But what do you think? What was that feeling of? What was holding you back in the UK?
Do you know, honestly, now, you know, all cards on the table, I felt like I cared too much about what everybody else thought.
Yeah.
And I think that being in Tlaatli, everybody, you know, of course it happens everywhere. There's towns like it in Australia, but for me in Tlaatli, it was that small town syndrome. Yeah. Everybody knows your business.
Yeah.
So if you're different in any way, that's seen as a negative, because why are you drawing attention to yourself? Yeah. Or do you hear about Rang Arad? Do you know what she's up to? You know, so, but in Australia, nobody cares. Yeah.
And there is also, I used to find as well, there is that sort of little bit ideas above your station type thing, you know.
Yes.
It's I found it a little bit when I went back, and I'm not going to name names, but it was a little bit like you would talk about what you were doing or where you lived, and you were sort of made to feel a little bit braggy, and it just wasn't. It was just like, this is what I do, and this is where I live. And it's a different country.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think I behaved anything any differently. When I mean, I was probably, you made sure I was polite to everyone.
You were like a hyacinth bouquet.
Oh, hardly.
Quick.
Hardly,
yeah.
But no, it's interesting to get the perspective of someone who wasn't born in Australia, because I felt the same, but I felt like that probably when I was younger, and I felt more confident. But I do know, because a lot of people have said that about the UK, there's still that stigma attached, you know, eyes above your station.
Yes. Mm. And I don't know if you saw it, but a comedian did this experiment where he... In a major city, I think it was Southampton or something. Don't quote me on that, but it was in a major city, and it was just an experiment where he held hands walking down the street.
Yeah,
and there's still that stigma.
I saw it on YouTube the other day.
Yes.
That's right, and they got abused, and it was
But do you know what? But I feel like, you know, that could happen to you in Melbourne as well.
Yeah,
but I
totally.
Just feel like it is a bit less.
Yeah. It's weird because I think there's
I think it is.
This is where I think the gay marriage thing is completely out of whack with. You can't in Australia, but it feels like you should be able to, because it really is just the law that's stopping you, certainly not people you speak to in the street or any type of people that I talk to or people that I work with or it's just a law now, and it's starting to seem out of step with the way the country actually feels about things, I think.
Yeah, I agree
and
with that.
It's, you know, you look at the UK, you look at some other countries out there, and it's legal, but it doesn't feel as I don't know, easy, you know. It's
I really want to debate about the politics, because that's what's ruining it. The average person in Australia doesn't actually give a shit. In fact, they're really supportive.
Yeah.
It's just certain people in certain parliament houses in Canberra.
Abbott.
This is bloody Abbott again. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
And Emily Fisher.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Harry from John Joy 94.9. Now, darling, part of Chatterbox is obviously you get to come in and have a good old yarn with Brett and I.
Love it.
But you get to choose four songs.
Love
you
it.
You picked two.
Yes.
Didn't know either of them.
Brilliant.
Don't know this one either.
Now, this one
is... What is it?
What is it? Well, she do. So this is Take a Walk, Passion Pit. Passion Pit are sort of an electro... pop band, I suppose.
I like this one.
Do you know what? Hot day, windows down on the car, pump it up. I just adore it. So this is Passion Pit, Take a Walk.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Harry on Joy 94.9.
been ages. And tomorrow's sun will build a scrape the sky. I love this country dearly. I can feel the ladder clearly. But I never thought I'd be alone to try. Once I was outside Penn Station, selling red and white carnations. We were still alone, my wife and I. Before we met, we saved my money. Brought my dear wife over. Now I work to bring my family stateside. Put off the boat, they stayed a while. Then scattered across the coast. Once a year I'll see them. For a week or so at most. I should go away.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett, Andy, and our very special guest, Harry Oney, on Joy 94.9. That was the fabulous Passion Pit with Take a Walk. Now, my love, what's that time of the show?
It's out of the box.
Out of the box.
Oh, we need a theme song for that.
We do.
Blankety blank, blankety blank.
Yeah.
Blankety
blank. Sound effects are amazing, guys.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, my God. I know, and I've got digital as well, and I still don't use it.
That's what you get at 10 to 11.
Yeah. Yeah, no expense, Ed.
I was going to say, it's amazing you can get Andy and I some bloody Wednesdays.
Same.
Now, Brett, what is Out of the Box?
So Out of the Box is when we ask the hard-hitting, embarrassing questions of our beautiful guest.
Now, I'm not sure this is going to be this embarrassing because I do tend to ask, but I need to start at the top.
Yep, work our way down. That's what I like to do.
Absolutely. What's your guilty pleasure TV show or movie at the moment?
At the moment, my guilty pleasure is I love a bit of reality.
Yes.
Love a bit of reality. Yes. So I'm all over like UK reality and Australian reality. Yep. But at the moment, it is Celebrity Big Brother.
Can I say, I haven't watched it since Pete Burns was on. What was that, six, 7 years ago?
Oh my God,
ago?
That was one of my favourites. Yeah. Dennis Rodman, yep.
And haven't watched it since then. And I thought, I'm going to give it a go because Michelle Visage is on it from RuPaul's Drag Race. So yes. I thought, I'll give it a nudge.
Yes. Love yes. Michelle.
I am obsessed.
Oh my God, same. Yep. I cannot.
I'm like running home from work to watch it.
But it's like a car crash. You can't not look at it.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
And it's funny, when Andrew actually was very nice to me at the start of the week and went, you know, I might just watch this alone.
Yes.
But I'm
what's
hooked.
Going on over there?
Yeah. Because as soon as Visage came on, I went, right, that bitch is going to sort out that house.
Yeah.
Quick.
I think
smart.
What I love is the fact that they've been in there now a week, 5 days, six yeah. days, 7 days.
Six, yeah.
They haven't evicted anybody, but they've kicked two people out for being so atrocious.
Oh, my God.
They've kicked Hoagie from Baywatch out.
And they kicked Ken out.
Yeah, Ken from Coronation gone. Street.
It's incredible. I think that the more that these reality shows are going, and especially with the celebrities, they know what they're in there for. They're not making any secret of now. Because the first one, it had like nice people like Vanessa Felt.
Yeah.
The only thing she did was write on chalkboards. Yeah. And that was considered
boring.
Nuts. But now it's come so far. They know what they're going in there for. They know how to play it, and they're all playing up
but
for cameras.
Can I say though, there's still a couple in there that don't seem to. There's like Patsy Kensit seems a little bit fragile.
Oh my God,
do you know what I mean? It's like,
oh, Pat,
can
she
I
seems
say?
So, I think she thinks she lives there now forever.
Yeah.
she seems really fragile.
And yeah. Can I say Perez? She is going to implode.
I know we're supposed to love our own, but Perez Hilton
no.
needs to be smacked
boo.
About the ear, nose and throat, quite frankly.
No. Yeah, but he is doing exactly what that show is designed to do.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
He knows what his character is.
Yeah.
He's spent years creating it, and he's gone in there and he's gone, this is me in character.
Yeah.
We haven't seen one single honest moment from him.
No,
absolutely. I mean, when he cried when Ken left.
Oh, come on.
So who's your least favourite and who's your most favourite housemate at the moment in there?
My least favourite. Well, I watched the episode from last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the girls, the two young ones, Cammy
and
Chloe.
Yeah.
Being nasty to Alicia.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was called for.
Yeah.
But the person I thought I was going to hate the most was Katie Hopkins.
Yeah.
And I think she's one of the people that I'm lukewarm with her.
I think because she's got such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
She put a lot of people, like two friends of mine that were like, I'm not watching it because she's on it.
Yeah.
She's been quite low key up till now.
Do you know
I think
she's odds on favourite to win now?
Well, do you know she's been paid £400,000.
You are now,
highest
joking.
Paid housemate ever, and she doesn't have to sleep with the rest. She sleeps in her own bedroom.
Yeah. And that's equivalent around around $600,000 Australian. You could buy a flat for that in Sydney.
Jesus.
Thank you, Mr. Sensible.
You could piss that up the wall. Oh, no, you couldn't. You could buy a house.
You could go to Vegas and buy diamond shoes as well.
I know a good horse if you're interested.
Next question.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? You thought it was gorgeous at the time, but you look back now, you're like, oh, good Lord, what was I thinking?
Most embarrassing thing I've ever worn. Right, okay. Well, it's funny because you say... My gran and I, we FaceTime nearly like every day.
Yep.
From between the hours between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We FaceTime. There's really? A lot of FaceTime. And then between like any time after 7 p.m. until 12 or 1 or 2 o'clock, because they still don't know the time difference. Yeah. Two questions every time. What's the time with you? And how's the weather? Yeah. Standard. So she...
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's dark and cold, Nana.
Yeah, exactly. And I've put on there the Australian time. She's a bastard. Look at it. Yeah, no. Doesn't care. Doesn't care. Got his stripes. Doesn't care. So she was holding up a picture of me back in like 2007 when I dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was at the time, you know what Halloween's like in the UK? Yeah, it's just an excuse to wear a short skirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I dressed up in this Miss Massage outfit from Ann Summers. And it was like cut down to my boobs and it was quite short. And looking back, I was like, and I thought I looked the bee's knees. Yeah. Oh, and looking back now, oh, it's not attractive. It's not good. And my gran was going, oh, look, you've shown your boobs there. Eh?
Was it a bit of snog, marry, avoid going on?
Yeah. Showing your boobs. And I said to her, I was like, I know, it's from Ann Summers. She went, oh, you bitch. And I went, I beg your pardon. Did you just call me a bitch? And she was like, Ann Summers? Ann Bastard Summers? And I was like, I said, Tan, Nanny just called me a bitch. So I think that is pretty embarrassing. That's the most recent thing that I'm just like.
How about one more question, Mike?
No, I'm going to ask you, Brett, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? Because we've never asked you.
My God. All right. We're going back to 1998.
Yes.
Yep.
I was up just before I met you.
Yes. Right. I'm quite glad I did it before I met you.
Yes, so
my system. Went up for New Year's Eve to Sydney, as many gay boys do. And someone said, what are you wearing to the party? And I said, oh, I was just going to wear this. And they said, no. It's all club wear, like make an effort. And I went, okay. So I went out and bought a pair of gold Duchess satin pants. And I wore this with a black, like tight, 100% polyester tight muscle tee.
And these were the days where you could smoke inside as well, wasn't it? So,
And to top it off, big, chunky, white sunglasses. And I was trying to work out why everyone was approaching me wanting to know to buy drugs.
Oh, my God. Did you look like Shaft?
I look like the gay Shaft.
Wow.
Like something from Car Wash.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I would like to say thank God smartphones were not invented and mobile phones were still really weren't picked up by the average person.
Yeah. Well, you had to have two hands to pick them up, to be fair.
Exactly. Yeah. You still used a phone box, for God's sake. Oh, my God. Hey, you're listening to Joy.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station. Joy.
94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest Harry on Joy 94.9. Now, we are literally 2 minutes from the end of the show.
I know.
So we need to wrap things up. But Harry, before we do, I'd just like to say a couple of things. Firstly, thank you for being such a delightful guest. You've made me all homesick.
I make myself sick all the time. Don't worry about it.
But tell us about your last song that you've chosen. Another one that I could find. I just didn't want to download the whole album.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for having me on, boys. I've had an absolute
ball. Oh,
thank you, darling.
It's delightful. I love it. Now, this song is Miguel, Simple Things. This song last year, I don't know why, it just really got me going. Yep. I just love it. I think it's really cool. It's a bit sexy. It's got a really good beat. And it just, everything just reminds me of summer in Australia.
Yep.
And I just love it. And it's just one of those songs that I just can't stop playing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Brett, any final words?
No, I just want to say a big thanks to Harry. And hey, if you want to hear more of Harry, tune in tomorrow night, same time, but on Thursday nights for Around the World. world in 80 gays.
Thanks, boys.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. See you next week.
Good night, Australia.
I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true. She said, I just want someone to smoke with me, babe. And lay with me, babe. And laugh with me, babe. I just want the simple things to smoke with me, babe.
Joy.
Lay with me, baby. Lay with me, babe. Cause I just want the simple things. And I just want you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I want you. Yeah. Oh, I said, now I don't need a model.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.